It's time once again for Bonafide or Bogus on Y98.
Thank you, Stevie. Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convey. You guys know the deal. I make a statement. You guys weigh in on whether you think it is bonafide, true, or bogus, false. Sound good?
Yeah.
Topic today, last minute I decided, it being World Radio today, we're going with some radio.
Okay.
How well you guys know the medium in which you make your living, or what you call a living. Here we go. Bonafide or bogus, radio as we know it was invented by Nikola Tesla.
Wasn't it Marconi?
I'll say bogus.
I'll say bonafide.
Bonafide.
It is bonafide.
Woo! Bonafide!
Marconi is credited with the first radio transmission in 1896, but he didn't transmit a voice. It was just a signal. The fact is, radio voice came along in the early 1900s. The actual credit for radio should actually go to Nikola Tesla, who came up with the design all the way back in 1892. But he didn't get credit because Marconi did all the patents.
Marconi plays the bomba.
One of the worst songs of all time.
One of the most terrible songs.
That line in particular, Marconi plays the mamba, doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Tesla is one of the more fascinating inventors who didn't get a lot of credit for the stuff he did. I mean, that guy was brilliant.
Big fan of Tesla, the man and the car. If anyone would like to just drop one off at the station like they have pizza and Mountain Dew lately, feel free.
Good luck with that. Let's get back to Starship. Marconi plays the mamba. Mamba is a snake. It's not a song. It's not mambo.
Mambo is a dance.
It's a dance, but they thought mamba sounded better, so they just said it.
Mamba.
And it's not like you were rhyming mamba with something else.
Oh, yeah.
Because the next line ends with radio.
It's unbelievable. Bonafide or bogus. Bonafide. Unbelievable.
Play it again. It'll just get better.
Oh, Starship. Terrible.
No? Okay.
Plays the mamba.
Text in if I'm wrong about that. Bonafide or bogus, Howard Stern and Rush Limbaugh share the same birthday.
Who and Rush Limbaugh?
On the Howard Stern. They're two giants of radio.
I think that's bonafide. Date. Bonafide.
Yeah, why would you be saying it?
I'm saying date, not year.
Okay.
Bonafide.
I'm going to be contrarian and say bogus.
It is bonafide.
Bonafide?
Yeah. January 12th, and they're just off by 3 years.
Wow.
Rush is just 3 years older than Howard Stern.
Interesting.
Up next, Bonafide or Bogus, the world's first commercial radio station went on air in 1920. I'm going to remind you that we just learned that the first transmission was in 1896. So just less than 25 years later did the first commercial radio station
commercial
go on
radio
air.
Bonafide
station. Or Bogus?
I feel like that's real because in Annie, the musical, it's during the Great Depression, and she's on a radio station.
Yeah, but the Great Depression's almost 10 years later.
Yeah, true.
And Annie's made up.
I know, but it was like in... it was in full... That radio
full
station
right,
was like...
Right, that's right.
I'm going to say...
I'll say bonafide.
And I'll say bogus.
Bonafide.
It is bonafide. It was
bonafide.
1920.
Was
it
was
you made me...
Yeah, it was in Pittsburgh.
K-D-K-A.
Yes, you're 100% right.
Wow.
Look at Lance Hildebrand.
Radio
and you know what?
Over here. Yep.
First day they went on air, it was a Tuesday. So it was the first two for Tuesday ever in 1920.
K-D-K-A?
K-D-K-A, which I believe still has those call letters. I think that station still exists.
Double play Thursday going on today. up next, bonafide or bogus, Orson Welles' War of the Worlds 1938 broadcast created widespread hysteria in the country as millions thought it was real and aliens were invading.
Yeah, bonafide.
I think that's bogus. There was panic, but not throughout the entire country, just primarily in the broadcast area where it happened. So I'm going to say bogus.
Entire country sort of nebulous, but I'm still going to say bonafide.
Well, you also had three bona fides in a row, so is this a trick question?
It's bogus. Everybody thinks that happened, right?
Yeah.
Whenever you hear War of the Worlds, the first thing you think is, oh, yeah, everybody thought it was real and it was crazy. Guess what? It wasn't crazy. Very few people thought it was real. Most people completely understood what was going on and that it was a fictional radio show. But here's what happened. the print media, newspapers and stuff, they were hating radio because all of a sudden they were losing all this revenue.
Oh.
So they blew this story up and were like, the whole country's in mass hysteria because they were trying to put radio down.
They were trying to put radio out of business.
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, so that's nuts.
Marconi was playing the Mamba and the newspapers blamed it on the radio. Blame it on the radio.
That's interesting.
So, like, and guess what? If you're the newspapers, you can spread a rumor like that.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like more people believed Blair Witch Project was a real documentary than believed War of the Worlds back then.
That's accurate.
Bonafide!
That blew my mind.
Hey, by the way, quick backtrack.
Sure. Yeah.
KDKA is our sister station, and it still has those call letters in Pittsburgh.
Wow. Yep.
We work for the same company that owns the first radio station in America.
Shout out KDKA.
Hey, KDKA, what's up?
And finally, here on World Radio Day, Bonafide or Bogus, the Eiffel Tower was supposed to be scrapped after 20 years. It only survived because the military started using it as a radio tower during World War II.
Bonafide? You know,
I should know this one for a fact because I was just there three weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Where is the...
I say is a bona fide.
I say bogus.
Where is the broadcast studio?
They built that thing and wanted to tear it down in 20 years. Bona fide or bogus?
Bona fide.
Yeah, bona fide.
It's bona fide.
Yeah. Bona fide.
This guy, Gustav Eiffel, he built this thing for the Paris World Fair in 1889, created a sensation, but everyone thought it was ugly. They wanted it taken down. That was the plan.
Well, that's because it was 1889, and the first commercial radio station didn't start until 1920.
Right, and a bunch of newspapers probably said, oh, it's ugly.
This is military radio.
And then
radio.
Pittsburgh, yeah. Pittsburgh saved the Eiffel Tower. Pretty sure that's what we got out of this.
We're bringing it full circle.
You guys done with the jokes? Because this is some fascinating stuff I think you need
Please
to know.
Please fascinate us, Tim.
The military started using it as a radio tower and intercepted crucial military transmissions during World War I.
Wow.
So it stuck around. Then everyone's like, yeah, we like that tower.
Huh.
It's bona fide or bogus, folks. Now you know. Happy World Radio Day.
And that's another round of bona fide or bogus on Y98.
Your scary concert stories up next.